Stuart McCall is with us. Good evening to you, Stuart.
Good evening.
Job done tonight, through to a quarterfinals of the competition. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, we won't play on a worse pitch this season, that's for sure, it's a Caulfield. So we had to play in a manner we did, and it was always going to be a physical encounter. And, you know, the lads stood up to it manfully tonight, gave a real good effort, as did they. But it... You know, it's certainly a leveler over to the surface, because we couldn't play how we would like to have played, and we had to play percentages, we had to win second balls. But I thought you saw the determination, the desire of players to treat this competition how we did. You know, we've got a really tough game next Tuesday now down at Oxford. You know, and for the 90-100 fans that came, fantastic for them to come all this way on a Tuesday night, and that's for them, and hopefully have a safe journey up the road. Terrific effort.
Yeah, nevertheless, you're saying about the pitch, but Mark Marshall in the first half showed some good bits of skill and trickery. Good performance from him,
yeah,
particularly first half.
He was really bright, wasn't he? Yeah, on the surface, it's difficult to run with. And obviously, they play sort of the five at the back, and it's always difficult to break down that. But second half, they came on, and they've had a couple of chances. And it was just a battle in the end, you know, the second half. It became scrappy at times, but it tonight was all about the attitude of the players and the determination to give everything they had. You know, long trip down here, but now they'll rest up and we'll be ready for it should be another ding-donger on Saturday against Millwall.
Yeah, Cheltenham had their chances, didn't they, particularly at the start of the second half. Yeah. Even Sottlemyre, it's never easy for a keeper to be sub-keeper, you know, for the majority of the season, but a terrific save there, and he's done well in this competition, hasn't he?
Yeah, he had a good save. I mean, the goal mouser, anything on target and it bobbles in front of you, it's really difficult surface. So yeah, he had a really good save there. Got a bit lucky when he threw it out and hit the boy, and it could have gone back into the goal. But yeah, it was as I say, it was a night not for, I say, pretty football, but as you say, I thought Marshall's first half was very bright and lively and put some great balls in and had a good couple of attempts. But overall, it, as you said, right at the top of it's job done, because it was, I think Billy Clark's comments probably summed it up about today. It's no good, you know, unless you get to Wembley, you know, putting everything, all the effort and everything we've had in. You know, we're a step closer now. As I say, we've got a really difficult game next Tuesday, but our focus is 100% now, obviously, on Millwall. But, and again, it helps financially. There's no doubt about it. You know, as much as, you know, telling them 40 grand to them is a lot. 40 grand's a lot to us, let me tell you. So, pleased for that as well.
Yeah, that was going to be my next point, really. You were saying about, you know, you need to win it type of thing. Now we're at the business end of it. You know, whatever side we're going to put out, it's going to be strong and experienced just looking at the team tonight. But yeah, you know, now we've got to the last eight, it's try and go all the way.
Yeah, as I say, yeah, I mean, we couldn't have got a tougher tie, you know, away at Oxford next week, obviously. But yeah, that's the lads and the staff and the board and the chairman and the owners and everyone's reaction. We want to, you know, we're into the last eight, so we want to try and go as far as we can. You know, it's pointless putting in a half-hearted effort now, so we'll go and give everything we've got. But I think more importantly, we've got to rest up. We've got a long journey. I don't know what time we'll get back, 2-3 in the morning, off tomorrow, and then probably a couple of light days Thursday, Friday, and as I say, raring to go on Saturday.
A word for Stephen Darby, you know, naturally right back, but playing at left back, but on a pitch like this, players with experience like him, Rory McArdle, have played at League Two level as well. That obviously helps as well for you.
Yeah, I had no worries. I mean, Meza was carrying a little bit of an injury, and to be fair, it didn't probably suit Meza today on a pitch like this, who likes to get forward and it's bumping, bobbling. Same with Nicky Law. So we sort of picked a side, but you know, I've no worries, Dabs. We knew they were playing wing back, so it wasn't though they were asking him to bomb forward and get crosses in his left foot. It was just, you know, strong defensive, and managed the game well. Yeah, listen, we know those types of pros they are: Kilgallen, McArdle, Darby. We got some good pros. I keep saying that in the dressing room, and you know, they were determined to win tonight, and thankfully and deservedly they did do.
And was it always in your mind to give Billy Clark a run at, even when you saw the surface tonight? You were going to.
Yeah, no, we knew what the surface was maybe, but we need to get Billy back into action. He's been working hard, so you know, to get him, I don't know, what to get 20 minutes tonight. Yeah. You know, we were looking at Hans, you know, going to have to bring him off, but it was always in my mind as well, if we did manage to get ahead, to go three at the back, because you know, we needed. It was always, I mean, you saw the long throws and the corners and free kicks at a big, big side. So if we're bringing it off, we really needed to bring Nat on. But if we hadn't gone a goal up, it would have been a tough one to bring Hans off, and the left is short aerially. But, you know, that's the decision that has to be made. And, you know, in the end, like I say, we've got what we wanted, and we'll look forward to a nice quiet journey back home.
Yeah, you didn't have a full bench tonight. Is that, I mean, are you still going to look for to add to the squad next week or so?
Possibly. You know, I think it'd be nice if we could get one more in. Obviously, the two lads have played in the, both Alexes that we've got. They were back training today, and to give them a decent training session, likes of Ellis Hudson, who could have come with us, or James King, they're just coming to sit on the bench, so they might as well have got a good training sessions under the belt. Hence, we only had six on the bench, but they've had a good training session back at the club today, and you know they'll be available for selection, the two Alexes. Is obviously on Saturday.
And Millwall Saturday as well. Last team, well, in the playoffs they beat us at home. Last team to win at Valley Parade, apart from Atkinson in the FA Cup. And,
cheers for
you know,
that.
Yeah. But yeah, no, exactly. But, you know, a raucous atmosphere there, sort of coming into form a little bit as well, aren't they? So we played well down there at the Den earlier in the season. Maybe, you know, could have won that game late on. But
I think they're unbeaten in six. I think they've got all the players back now. And anyone with Morrison and Gregory up front are going to give you a threat. O'Brien on the side, who, you know, chips in with double figures goals. Good midfield too. Strong defensively. They've got a good unit. They've got most of the players available. I think they've picked the same side for the last six games. But as always, we focus on ourselves, and we're you know, really determined to bounce back from Saturday's disappointment.